This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell.
Welcome to the Be Here Now Network guest podcast. This series features talks from a myriad of modern spiritual teachers expanding on how we can all live a life in balance. If you're interested in supporting this podcast, please go to beherenownetwork.com/guest.
As we sit together, I'd like to work with thoughts. Offer some ways to work with thoughts in our practice. One of the jobs of our minds is to produce thoughts. We often say the brain secretes thoughts the way the mouth secretes saliva. It's a natural process, as Wes was saying last night. And another way that our mind works is to be aware of the thoughts, to experience them. Our eyes receive sight. Our ear receives sound, and our mind receives thoughts. And as Wes demonstrated last night, it's nothing personal. It happens to all of us. Our thoughts are based on causes and conditions. What we've done in the last hour. Our mood. Our memories. And the mind has a tendency to believe our thoughts or to believe they say something about who we are. When a strange thought comes, we might imagine we're a strange person to have such a thought. Thoughts may come as pictures or words or both together. Sometimes they come associated with a feeling, an emotion, a felt sense in the body. Some of them are very soft, little whispers like, "Oh, it's getting very still in here." Sometimes they sneak up on you. "Wow, I haven't been thinking so much, have I?" So as we sit, just notice what types of thoughts are arising. Are they word thoughts? Talking to yourself thoughts? Images? Seeing how we can actually observe this thought process with mindfulness. Seeing the thoughts come and go without getting lost in each story. It's powerful and freeing to see how thinking happens in the mind. To observe the mind stream of inner thought. To sit by the banks of the stream of consciousness. Aware of what's happening without being identified and caught up in it. When we observe them for what they actually are, we find that thoughts are a fleeting image in the mind, a moment of sound, talking. They're actually practically nothing at all. Transparent, ephemeral, fleeting. Quite light. Often in our sitting, the thoughts come as a kind of drifting away from our experience. Suddenly we find we're thinking about something and we didn't even notice when we stopped paying attention to the breath, the sensations in the body, the movement of the light, whatever our subject of meditation is. It's when we can make that light mental note, drifting, drifting, wandering, wandering. Or simply let it go. Return to the breath like a breeze. The body, stable like a mountain. And our awareness, our hearts wide open, like the sky. And then the mind drifts away again. And sometimes it's helpful to put the thought somewhere. I used to have 5 cookie jars in my mind. This is Dharma play, using the imagination. And thoughts of wanting went in one. And thoughts of not wanting in another. Restless, anxious thoughts in the third one. Drifting, sleepy in another. And doubting, worrying about my ability to even do this. They went in the other one. You can make a jar of plans. Planning, planning. A jar of dreams. Dreaming. A jar of memories. Remembering, offering a light note, thinking, or thinking about breakfast. And this is using mindfulness clearly recognizing that the mind is thinking, naming it. And there's no need to keep it up, to keep it going, just to pay attention to it. Especially when thoughts are compelling and we really get grabbed by whatever it is they're about. Note if you can see the patterns of what's happening, what kinds of thoughts the mind likes best, judging, fantasizing, arguing, sharing with imaginary others in the mind. When this happens, and it's really compelling, we can often feel them in the body. There's some energetic sensing in the body. And bringing attention to the body helps to disengage from the story. We might feel tightness in the chest or pulsing and buzzing in the head, tension in the eyes or the face, just sensing and attending to the physical sensations helps us see the connection between the mind and the body. And it also helps to disentangle from the momentum of a thought storm. And when the thoughts are strong and there's a theme that keeps coming back, see if you can just drop beneath the thinking and see if there's an emotion that's fueling those thoughts. Maybe fear, anger, sometimes it's even happiness. When an emotion is seen and felt, it can shift and change and dissolve. That emotion is calling for our attention. And thinking is one way it grabs our attention. So bring your full attention to that feeling. To the body sensations that accompany that emotion. And often that torrent of thinking will quiet down. And I just want to say that sometimes things are so deeply disturbing to us that bringing mindfulness to them can feel scary and even dangerous. And then a skillful way to work with what's arising is to acknowledge, offer a bow. Oh, this, here it is. Touching with mindfulness and then letting go. Shifting the subject of awareness to something more neutral. Or finding a sweet spot in the body where the breath, the activity and the sensations associated with breathing feel pleasant or even delightful. Just touch and go.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.